This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Matt wasn't in the lineup at AAA. Is he rejoining you guys?
Yeah, it's under consideration for sure. So we'll get together after the game and discuss.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. That is the manager of the Chicago Cubs. That's Craig Counsell, and he's telling you, well, we're going to get together and discuss it. It seems like it's a fait accompli.
It does feel that way.
Because feels like Matt Shaw with his 4 home runs in his last 2 games.
He's hot, and he's maybe regaining some of the confidence he lost during an unsuccessful start to the season. A lot went on over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about Cub prospects, and really the Cubs' future, which is the present.
Yep.
You look at Cade Horton on Friday. Pretty solid outing. He gave up the homers, and that's got to be something they work on. But there was not disappointment after his start. He gets the victory. He's got 2 now in 2 appearances. Mm-hmm. You got PCA's dominance, and that's all you can say about it, is that it was a dominant performance by Pete Crow Armstrong. And I love your – I'm not going to get that – it's going to be in my head all day. Produce chaos anytime, PCA, because he did it at the plate and he did it on the bases. He had his emergence. And then – The third component of a young player helping the Cubs now could be as soon as tonight. Matt Shaw could be back on the way to join the Cubs in Florida because they play the Marlins tonight in Miami. That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, I think it's fun to think about the start of the season. And we talked about all sorts of things, not the least of which is that, you know, Matt Shaw, you know, here it is. He's hit at every level. We had a chance to talk to him. And I don't know this, David. I don't know if his comeback from he had one of those oblique injuries. Mm-hmm. You know, was that rushed a little bit because you wanted him to go to Japan? He wanted to go to Japan. And then you just kind of...
And then he had to make a first impression, a quick one. And then he was pressing. Yeah, and then he was hitting. Yeah, and then he was pressing some more.
And then it was like it all kind of went pear-shaped. And so, okay, this isn't working. Let's send him back down. I want to make sure he's up for good now. Because I think, number one, I think you need him. I think he can bail you out of a serious problem at third base if he is indeed your everyday third baseman. And I just want him – he doesn't have to kill it. I mean, that'd be great, but he doesn't have to PCA it. He could just come up and be serviceable and solid and a veteran-type presence.
He doesn't have to be PCA 2025.
Right.
He can be PCA 2024.
Just get better by the end of the year. Yeah,
somebody
by
that continues to steadily improve.
Yes.
And it seems like the Cubs may have reached that conclusion because it was after Sunday's game, we heard from Lance Brazdowski, who does a great job at Marquee Sports Network.
Yes.
He was on his podcast observing things in the clubhouse. Nicky Lopez apparently may be saying goodbye.
Talked about potentially Matt Shaw coming back up, and now that looks pretty fantastic, as it seems like in post-game clubhouse in the Cubs clubhouse, Nicky Lopez was shaking hands with teammates Craig Counsell, in his postgame press conference, said it's under consideration for sure as to whether Matt Shaw would be called up. So as you're listening to this, probably not official yet until sometimes Monday, but it seems like Matt Shaw's coming up to join the team in Miami, with Nicky Lopez being the corresponding move there, likely some kind of DFA. We'll see if he stays inside the organization.
That is from the Cubs Daily podcast by Lance Prosdowski. And you're right. It is a because that would be the sensible move.
Shaw didn't play Sunday. He didn't play in Iowa for the Cubs on Sunday. So he could easily be in the lineup tonight against the Marlins. Would make a lot of sense. And, you know, that's a good entree back into the scene and back into the team, is going on the road against an opponent that should be beatable. The Cubs should win these next two series. I know it's the Reds at the end of the week, and you feel like, okay, don't sleep on them, and you shouldn't. But the Marlins are a team you should beat wherever you play them. So let Matt Shaw get back into the lineup, because you feel very good about the other aspects of what's going on for the Cubs. They swept the White Sox. The Sox were overmatched, and now the Cubs are at their high water mark for the season, 28-19, nine games over.
And it's fun to think about. You know, we knew Shaw, a lot of expectations. You're bringing him up. You know, it's his time. You need that position. And then we talked about three other guys, which was PCA, mm-hmm. Michael Bush, mm-hmm. and Amaya. Those were the three guys that we thought really needed to do well, along with Matt Shaw, to kind of fuel what they're. I mean, in fairness, Dustin had predicted PCA by 2028, but I don't think we knew how good a year he was going to have. And meanwhile, it's overshadowed both Amaya, who's had a real solid
year,
right, and Bush, who's been fine.
We talk about player development, and we went into the season, and I remember having some concerns, or maybe some hesitation in believing too much in the Cubs, because I pointed out four spots in that lineup that I wasn't sure about, and because they hadn't been proven players. Shaw, he needed to go back to Iowa.
Yep.
But Amaya and Bush were on that list, and I think those are guys who have removed some doubts.
Yes, I agree.
And PCA has done it emphatically. But I do think when you look at player development, we talk about it all the time, and you're seeing the need for it on the South side. But what you see with the Cubs is a successful approach to each of those guys' development, and they're coming through at the right time. So you balance, or you mix that with the veterans. Dansby Swanson has had a really terrific start to the season. He's hitting for more power than I think people expected. Seiya Suzuki has adapted to being the DH in a way that we didn't think, and boy, can he still throw. And then the outfield is what it is, with Kyle Tucker, who has cooled off a little bit, but you feel very good about him and Nico Horner. This Cub lineup is complete.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really strong lineup, and as we said, there's depth to it. You know, the idea that you can take, you can lose your left fielder, and you can take your DH, who's your old right fielder, and he can, you know, step right in and throw a guy out in the first inning of a game. I mean, I thought Seiya played a really good left field for the two times we've seen him there, considering he hadn't played the position before. And I know that's nothing. You're an outfielder. Who cares? Oh, go DH. Oh, yeah, you're a DH. You played third. Go play first base. No. That's Rafael Devers. He had another monster shot. Did you see that?
But yes,
they lost,
I did.
But they lost huge. That even though he hit himself a bomb, it didn't help the team.
Still a good hitter. He's still
hell
a good hitter.
He's a hell.
I don't think you could afford him, but boy, he's still.
Guy.
Yeah,
I
don't think he's going anywhere.
No, I don't. I don't. But he's good.
So usage is going to be something that we talk about in terms of whether it's Cade Horton, PCA, Matt Shaw when he comes back. I think Shaw's the everyday third baseman. PCA, the conversation is going to evolve toward what it is now. A guy that dangerous, why is he going to be batting seventh or sixth?
Right.
And I think that's a fun conversation to have. It means no disrespect to Ian Happ. But I believe if I'm looking at it from Craig Counsell's perspective, from Jed Hoyer's perspective, I know they say it doesn't matter where he hits. Well, if it doesn't matter where he hits, why not lead him off? Because you get him more bats than he will any other place in the lineup. And why wouldn't you want him to be batting more than any other player in your team?
I'll be very curious to see where he eventually lands. But he seems, seems like he could someday wind up as the three hitter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It feels like he's got a lot of different talents and different ways.
I take that too.
But I mean, you know, in that scenario, I mean, listen, I don't want to diss Kyle Tucker in any fashion. I mean, I get it. He was red hot for a while and he's cooled off. He's still a great player. It's just that when you look at PCA, it is utter chaos. I mean, if he can walk, you know he's on second base waiting to score. If you can get a hit, if he's on base, he can score from first if it comes to it. That guy, his speed changes the game. And I think that he's he can steal a base whenever he wants to. I mean, we've seen him steal a base when they're pitching out.
Well, when he was thrown out twice in a row earlier this month, it was a shock because, oh my gosh. What happened? He must have slipped. Yeah. He must have gotten a bad jump. All the things may have created that you don't expect to see him get thrown out. But in fairness, as good as he has been on the bases, Kyle Tucker, who you don't see it being as loud maybe in running the bases, he's not as disruptive perhaps, but he does have 12 stolen bases. Very quietly, Kyle Tucker has 12 stolen bases already this season in addition to all the power he has supplied. That's what makes this Cubs lineup so dangerous. You see Nico Hoerner, he creates havoc on the base pass. This is a speedy team that knows how to disrupt, and they rattled the White Sox.
Rattled
the White Sox, pitchers and catchers.
No doubt.
Six stolen bases on Saturday.
Yeah.
How does that happen? They couldn't shut down the running game.
You know how it happens? You walk seven guys. That's how it happens. They were on base all day long, and once you get them on base, they can, you know, Dansby Swanson can run. We don't ever talk about it. That guy can run. Saya stole a base, right? I've seen him steal bases. They've got guys that are probably a little quicker than you think of them as. And then they got, obviously, you know, they got PCA and they got, what's his name, the third baseman, and they got
Bruhan.
Bruhan can run.
He
was a huge part of that victory yesterday.
Yes, he was.
He was.
Yes.
He's making his last pitch. Don't forget about me. Don't forget about me, he's saying, because he did contribute in a way that was meaningful.
Well, they didn't forget about him. You know, the soft-hitting second baseman's going, apparently.
Well, Nicky Lopez is 1-for-24. With due respect to all that he adds defensively, I liked him, you know, because he was certainty defensively at a time when you needed it. So what are we going to do about Tim Elko? What are you going to do?
I don't know.
No more big Timber.
Yeah. No, he has two home runs.
I know, but...
He has two. The Sox have about six as a team,
and the second one went a long way. It went a lot.
Yes.
It was the highest exit velocity of any home run the White Sox have hit this season. Hmm. So Tim Elko did show some pop at the plate.
More of that, please.
Timber!
Yeah, big Timber. And he's also, he seems to be making Vaughny a little bit better, if that's humanly possible.
Well, he's bringing out the best in Andrew Vaughn, if that's possible to say. Or he's making him a little bit more competitive at the plate. Andrew Vaughn has been better since Tim Elko has been called up.
It's true. The numbers suggest that. Because his job's in question.
His job is in question. And he also took a seat on the bench on Sunday. He came in as a pinch hitter. Got a base hit. Congratulations, but the game was over. But the thing is, he didn't start. And he didn't start because Tim Elko was here. I hope they find a way to balance that. I hope Tim Elko gets hot. This could be a big week for him playing at the rate.
I agree.
Two back-to-back home series against the Mariners and the Rangers. Maybe give him a chance to get going, build some confidence. Because that would be good for the Sox. They need to see some of these guys start to hit and start to like create some offense, because it's hard to watch them be so anemic offensively.
Oh, they're so anemic. It's just awful.
Chase Maddox, Mydroth is a bright spot in that lineup.
See, like, you got to look at that a little bit.
Okay, let's look at it a little bit.
Okay.
Because just saying, after he was interviewed on Saturday morning on Inside the Clubhouse, he hit a home run like 2 hours later.
Right. But that's his first home run, and that is difficult for him to do. And if you look at his numbers...
It was a Bruce Bounce.
If you look at his... Bruce Bounce. If you look at his numbers, you know, he is... I don't know if that is going to hold up.
He's an on-base machine.
He's doing fine, and I love the kid.
Everything's relative.
But I think that, you know, the just look at his line, and you will see that there isn't any power there.
I know.
And same thing with Caro. I mean, I love that kid, and he's breaking his behind. He's doing a really
They need
good
to be
job.
In a lineup where there are but home run not, hitters, though.
They're
because they're not the guys that get hit out of the park.
And then you got to wonder if, you know, can you, like, they talk about Vaughn as unlucky. Oh yeah, was probably. Oh, he's just unlucky. He's hitting a lot of line drives at people. They're hitting the ball away from people. That's going to even out at some point. I just don't know. Just if you look into the numbers, if that's sustainable. And I hate to say that.
I think Mydroth can be a major league hitter. I think he's got, but he's not going to be a great player. I like the way that Bruce described him on Saturday morning, a dirty uniform guy. He's scrappy.
You know what the problem with that is? If I may, I sound like the worst guy
in
the world.
You do sound like the worst guy right now.
But I just watched them.
Chase Mydroth is positive.
Chase Mydroth has
a positive life.
He's got a thumb. He's got a shoulder. He's got, like, I mean, the guy, you know, like, he is just...
He's banged up.
Beaten to...
He's like, he's
going to... You know why? Because he's not, like, a necessarily big guy. And the way he plays,
he's scrappy.
David, I'm just saying...
He's going to be in the middle of things.
He's going to hurl his corpse at home plate and get thrown out. He just doesn't... He's, like, half...
I agree.
Beaten to hell.
You do wonder about the wear and tear.
That's it.
How durable will he be?
Again, I sound...
He's a gamer, though.
Just so you know, if you're listening to this... I despise myself as much as you despise me. So feel better about
Nobody
that.
Nobody despises you. But I think if you have the choice to look at the
negative.
Sox situation,
negative.
Glass half empty or glass half full, you're going to go half empty 10 out of 10 times.
After that series, I can't help but go half empty.
I get it.
Name someone who's doing something good, and I'll go right the other way.
Wow. Okay. So it's hard to find something that was – Miguel Vargas had a good series.
He did well.
I was
pleased with him, and I felt that if they could just move the hands of the rest of those hitters, maybe they could get
some everyone
hits.
Try to move their hands up?
Everybody.
An inch and a half. Okay.
No.
Move up.
Whatever they were doing. But
barrel up the baseball.
I love what's happened with him, and it makes you feel better about them being able to. And I asked that question. He'd be the only guy on that entire roster that you would say, including Luis Robert, who you would say, yeah, put him in. We would take him, you know. And I wonder if Andrew Benintendi were alive, I wonder if the Cubs would take him.
Well, he's alive.
But I'm just saying,
healthy.
Yeah. Whatever.
He's still alive.
Whatever is going on.
He's coming back. He started a rehab stint. He's alive and well in Charlotte.
He's got an element of professional hitter to him.
Yeah.
So if you had him coming off the bench
and Tauchman,
you could use him.
Tuchman.
We haven't. Is he?
No, he's a rumor right now. Yeah, he's a rumor.
It's just, it hasn't started.
Let me go back to the Cubs for a second.
I've never seen a guy come around third base
before. Oh my gosh, that was a painful one to remember.
Oh my God,
whose hamstring injury was harder to watch, Shota's or Tuchman's?
Shota's was worse because he's Shota, and he really did limp off again. Yeah. And you were like,
but those are two bad hammies in the last month.
Yeah.
Stretch, everybody. Stretch. For you kids out there, make sure that you stretch before rounding the bases. All right, back to the Cubs, because before we get to John Heyman, who's coming up at 7:25.
Yes.
Cade Horton pitched on Friday, and mm-hmm. I think that you have seen enough from him in two starts to feel encouraged. I don't want to get over the top. I do believe he could be here for the duration, but I wonder in what role. He was asked about that on Sunday, and he said, whatever role you need me, relief, starting, whatever. He's just happy to be in the big leagues. You look at the starting pitching for the Cubs, it has been outstanding. Matthew Boyd's been great.
Yep.
Colin Ray's been terrific.
Yes.
Shota's coming back in probably 2 weeks. Where does Cade Horton fit in the long-term planning? Because now you're looking at this season, and Matt Shaw's coming back hopefully for good.
Well,
how do you fit in Cade Horton into the plans?
I think we know he fits. Okay? He fits. I don't know about I would stay with him. And the way that you're using him as part of the starting rotation.
Ben Brown's going tonight. He's probably not coming out.
Well, I would stay with Cade Horton until you don't need him, until you don't need his arm, I want to be careful about how I'm saying it. You're still building innings up with a young guy like that.
Mm-hmm.
So until you feel like you know, maybe we're pushing it too far. Then you could use him out of the bullpen. Then you could change the way you're using him if you notice a dip in velocity, if you think that something is coming up here, he's tiring out. But I think what I've seen of him has been really good, and we're just looking at the beginning of it. I wonder if we could go back to the question we talked about on Friday. If you were looking at both sides of town and you had to pick one guy for one game,
right?
Who would you take?
Right now, it'd be Matthew Boyd.
So you're,
that's a good question.
But it was a good question then. It's a good question now. You were on Cade Horton.
Well,
and I called you a prisoner of the moment, and you were not happy about that.
Yeah, I wasn't happy about that. I don't like being called prisoner of the moment, especially when you're right. I hate when you're right because you were right. And Cade Horton has great upside. But if you're talking about one game to win now, Matthew Boyd has not given up more than 3 runs in his last 19 starts.
Yeah, he's been really
so that
really
consistency
good.
Would sway me to say if you needed one start, it would be him. Although I have not given up on Cade Horton. I'm not a prisoner of the moment. I'm on parole.
But I mean, I don't know. This is the problem, and I'm trying to articulate this in a softer fashion. I don't know that he lasts the whole year. Do you know what I mean? Like, you brought him up. You're building up innings. I don't know if you get to September with Cade Horton.
I want to find that out. I want to keep discussing that. We'll
All right.
have plenty of time today because I want to think about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. upstyle every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.